afternoon.
Whoa.
Good afternoon. And welcome to another edition of In You All Along here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM Tufts, Freeform Radio, with a special Halloween edition. So stay tuned to be spooked.
Spooks. I couldn't move, just stood and stare. I never was so scared. The first spook spoke and I heard him speak. He said, "What's there? Go make the back door squeak. We'll tease the cat and hound the pup and raise our spirits up. Oh, Lord of them spooks. Those scary old spooks. You don't have to take my word, but I heard what I heard."
The next spook spoke, he said, "Suppose we make the faucet start to drip and make the shutter shake. You let me know just what you want.
This is my favorite haunt.
Beware of them spooks, them mischievous spooks. I ain't spoofing, man, I mean that I've seen what I've seen."
A big spook spoke, he said, "Spike, my son." He said, "I'll show you how to scare up some fun. But next time when you wail, see here, you make it loud and clear. Watch out for them spooks, or those nasty old spooks. Maybe you don't think it's so, but I know what I know." The last spook turned to his spouse and frowned. Said, "I thought I told you to wait in the ground. But you look awful cute tonight. In fact, you look afraid."
He's talking about spooks. Real genuine spooks.
No use to putting up your dukes. You just can't fight to them spooks. I'm cutting out of here, man. I don't dig this job, no.
Wait for us.
She will be craving to bite, will die. I'll drink her like wine. When it's soon,
by the moon,
I'd lust her hourglass silhouette and her luring lips of violet. My, she's fine. I'll drink her like wine. We'll be right back.
to pay your dues. I'm here to claim the soul I've won. To steal the bargain and take your stand.
Take your soul.
Take your soul.
Take
Are you scared yet? I'm a little scared. I haven't put on a radio show in something like 3 weeks. But fear not, because we're with the dark side now on this Halloween edition of In You All Along here on WMFO in Medford. We just heard from Oneida with I Will Haunt You from 2009's album Rated O on the Jag Jaguar label. I always like saying Jag Jaguar. Before that, we heard from Coven, the legendary lost, maybe not lost, long-lasting band, Coven, with their song Packed with Lucifer from 1969's Witchcraft Destroys Minds and Reaps Souls. Coven will actually be playing tonight, some 50 years into their existence. Not tonight, tomorrow night, with Magic Circle at Sonia and in Central Square. Prior to those guys, prior to Coven, what did we hear? We heard from Dr. Gasp with She Vampire Tamer from 2013's Vampire Fish for Two. Dr. Gasp is, of course, the Autumn alias of everyone's favorite local troubadour, Dan Blakesley. And Dr. Gasp will be appearing every moment of your life until Halloween comes and goes. By that I mean he'll be playing for five of the next seven nights. Tonight he's playing in Salem at the Gulu Gulu Cafe. He goes on Saturday to Askew in Providence. Sunday at the Alan Bull Arts Studio in Newburyport. Tuesday at the Human Condition Tattoo Parlor in Pembroke, New Hampshire, and on Halloween at the Press Room in Portsmouth. That's more than I ever talk about anybody's upcoming tour dates, but let me tell you, Dan Blakesley busts his butt, so I thought I'd try to meet him halfway. Right now we're listening to the Los Straitjackets version of the Munsters theme from a 1997 compilation called Halloween Hootenanny. How are you guys doing? Are you scared yet? Not yet? Well, just you wait.
I say for Bessie, now you're in bed, come out here.
Because I'm in my nightwear.
Oh, well, never mind then. I don't want to tell you that your bedroom's supposed to be haunted. I don't suppose that'll worry you. Breakfast at 9, if you're allowed to eat any. Good night.
Oh, I say, look here. I can't stay in here. I mean, my mother told me to keep away from the spirits. I say, hello, my good fellow. Hello. Oh, I'm...
And the ceilings leak, cause the roof's antique, and you hear a shriek and your legs feel weak. It's a haunted house,
There's a dismal moan like a weird trombone, and an old ham bone is suddenly thrown. You are all alone with a great unknown in the haunted house. There's only one good spirit, it's the spirit in the bottle. With shaking hands you pull the cork and pour some down your throttle. There's a clank of chains and a smell of drains and a gory stain where the duke was slain. If you've got chilblains and varicose pain in the haunted house. The old oak beam hangs a corpse, you seem to feel a wet stream with a sinister gleam, and you wake with a scream from a horrible dream of a haunted house. But a cavalier with a dreadful leer tried to disappear through the chiffonier, and you cling with fear to the chandelier. It's a haunted house. The air is full of clammy claws that clutch you by the collar, so gargle night and morning just in case you have to holler. There are lights and slights and awful frights in flesh pink tights, but at dead of night comes a woman in white, so you're quite all right in the haunted house. When the old church clock strikes 12, there's a knock with a sudden shock. You remember the lock on the door, there's a crock. Oh, why do you mock at the haunted house? It's as black as pitch, and your eyeballs twitch in the darkest niche. It's a dirty witch, and the lighting switch is out of reach in the haunted house. When the slavey spills the gravy, why is she so pallid? Something poked her in the pantry when she fetched the salad.
I'm filled with dread, yes, I'm nearly dead. I saw a head underneath my bed. Come out if you can, I can do with a man
in the haunted house.
Sneaking round, looking up and down, hoping that he isn't found. Justin Bieber in a haunted graveyard. Phantoms everywhere, giving him a scare, but they will not touch his hair. Justin Bieber in a haunted graveyard. Hides behind the tombstone and he squirms. What's that moving? Oh my gosh, his hair is full of worms. All the girly ghosts cackling and gross, dying to be Justin's hose. Justin Bieber in the haunted graveyard. Just try sing, just try dance, but he's poopied in his pants. Sorry. Justin Bieber in the haunted graveyard.
Justin Bieber in the haunted graveyard. His heart was full of dread. Justin, don't die tonight.
Justin Bieber hides behind the tombstone and he cries. Holy moly, what's that howling? Goodness, are those
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
Kidding. It's only me. There are no ghosts on the radio today, or are there? There are three other microphones here and four empty chairs. Who knows who may be lurking all around the studio? All the DJs that have come and gone. In this war on your peace of mind, this ongoing campaign to scare you, you just heard, we all just heard, from Yvonne Gage with 1984's Doing It in a Haunted House from her album Virginity. Now, I don't know exactly how she worked out that plan to make essentially an answer song, I guess, to Thriller. I mean, there's it's such a shameless knockoff of Thriller that I can't even believe it got made. There must have been some money that changed hands. Who knows? Maybe the Jackson estate is still getting royalties every time it's played. I don't know. But if you know, you should do what every good listener does and log into facebook.com/inyoualalong and join in. Join in the fun. Take part. Tell us what you know. Give me a piece of your mind, because God knows I could use a few more pieces myself. Before that, we heard the Summer Villains with Justin Bieber in the Haunted Graveyard from 2010's Halloween-alicious. I believe I actually played that last year around this time, but it's such a good song that I can't resist. There sadly is no annual Summer Villains Halloween show this year, and I am really upset because that's always a good time. So the next time the Summer Villains come around, get yourself on down there and say, I want that Halloween set, misters. We opened up the set with the New Mayfair Dance Orchestra with The Haunted House. That's a record from 1931. I heard that on another radio show a few years ago, and it has been in my head pretty much ever since. A fantastic little radio play of a recording. I neglected to tell you earlier because my notes are at home. I'm kind of winging it here. That we opened the show with Louis Armstrong and Spooks from 1954. You owe it to yourself. Trust me, you owe it to yourself to go watch the little cartoon animation of Spooks, the little black and white ghost story, the 3 minutes that you will be glad you spent sticking your face in front of the YouTube, or your money back. I guarantee it. Very few guarantees in life, but that's one of them. All right. Now let's guarantee a little more fear.
On what happens outside when it gets late. Along about midnight, the ghosts and banshees get together for their nightly jamborees. There's ghosts with horns and saucer eyes, and some with fangs about this size. Some short and fat, some tall and thin, and some don't even bother to wear their skin. I'm telling you, brother, it's a frightful sight to see what goes on in the night. When the spooks have a midnight jamboree, they break it up with fiendish glee. Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed is the headless horseman. He's the worst. When he goes a-jogging across the land, holding his noggin in his hand, demons take one look and groan and hit the road for parts unknown. There's no wrath like a spook that's spurned. They don't like him and he's really burned. Swears through the longest day he's dead. He'll show them that he can get ahead. Oh, close all the windows, lock the doors, unless
Flash, you're careful, he'll get yours. Don't think he'll hesitate a bit, cause he'll flip your top if it'll fit. And he likes them little, likes them big, park in the middle or a wig. Black or white or even red, the headless horseman needs a head with a hip, hip and clippity-clop. He's out looking for a head to chop, so don't stop to figure out a plan. You can't reason with a headless man.
I've got a lot of things to be ashamed about. I've got the temper of my father, stubborn and way too secure. I drink a lot, I cuss too much, and I wallow in my misery. But still I'm proud of the skeleton living in me. I've got a new shirt on to try to impress you with. Oh, but it's dingy and dirty from the past few nights.
Pranks, scarecrow, devil, skeleton, witch, goblins, that's all. Play pranks, sapphires, empty wooden barrels, bonfires in the middle of the street. Once I got arrested for setting fires, put on probation for the rest of the summer. Sapphires, stealing apples, breaking and entering, and that's Halloween. You always had it in for your enemies. Take a baseball bat, get behind a hedge, wait for your enemies. And your enemies would turn out to be witches, and they gave you a bag of candy. That's where you met your wife. I met her Halloween. Took her to a party. It was raining like hell. Soaking wet. Put me to bed. Gave me a couple of aspirin tablets. I got pneumonia. They put me in Lane Hospital. That was 20 years ago. It was raining like hell.
There's a downtown fair singing out Proud Mary as she cruises Christopher Street. And some southern queen is acting loud and mean where the docks and the badlands meet. This Halloween is something to be sure of, especially to be here without you. There's a Greta Garbo and an Alfred Hitchcock and some black Jamaican stud. There's five Cinderellas and some leather drags. I almost fell into my mug. There's a Crawford Davis and a tacky Cary Grant. And some homeboys looking for trouble down here from the Bronx. But there ain't no Harry and no Virgin Mary. You won't hear those voices again. And Johnny Rio and Rotten Rita, you never see those faces again. This Halloween is something to be sure of, especially to be here without you. There's the Born Again Losers and the Lavender Boozers and some crack team from Washington Heights. The boys from Avenue B, the girls from Avenue D are Tinkerbell and tights. This celebration somehow gets me down, especially when I see you're not around. There's no Peter Pedantic saying things romantic in Latin, Greek, or Spic. There's no Three Bananas or Brandon Alexander dishing all their tricks. It's a different feeling that I have today, especially when I know you've gone away. There's a girl from Soho with a t-shirt saying I blow. She's with the Jive 5, 2 plus 3. And the girl for pay dates are giving cut rates or else doing it for free. The past keeps knock, knock, knocking on my door, and I don't want to hear it anymore. No consolations, please, for feeling funky. I gotta get my head above my knees. But it makes me mad and it makes me sad, and then I start to freeze. In the back of my mind I was afraid it might be true. In the back of my mind I was afraid that they meant you. The Halloween Parade. At the Halloween Parade. At the Halloween Parade. See you next year at the Halloween
flying by. So as I said, I hadn't been around. I hadn't sat in this chair in a few weeks. I was away last week, and the weekend, the week before, I did a training show. So two trainees, Toby and Mike, did the hour. So it's all new thrill ride for me, and I hope you're getting your thrills and chills along with me here. We just had the only sad Halloween song that I'll play every year, and that's Lou Reed's Halloween Parade from 1989's album New York. If you haven't been, the Halloween parade happens every Halloween in New York, and there's throngs of people, thousands of people in costume and outrageous costumes walking through the West Village. And that sad song was about how many people were gone from that scene year after year during the worst of the AIDS crisis in the 1980s. So that song is always a very touching reminder of that terrible period. Before that, we had Duplex Planets. That's Halloween from the Hello Recording Club 1993 sampler. Duplex Planet, to my understanding, if I remember this story correctly, is a magazine of stories put out by that were told by people of a place called the Duplex, which is a nursing home someplace local, I believe. You can look all this up online, and of course I will post this information along with the playlist at facebook.com/inyouallalong, where you're already in there typing up with a frenzy, "Hey Pete, how come you forgot to mention the first song?" I'm getting to it, all right? I'm getting to it. The first song, well, the previous song to that was The Devil's Twins with the skeleton Living in Me from 2015's Consequences. The Devil's Twins will be playing on Saturday the 27th at Opus in Salem with Carissa Johnson. I mean, can you get any better than going to a show in Salem on the weekend before Halloween? I don't think you can. And we opened up the set with the inimitable Thurl Ravenscroft. Now, if that's not the best name ever to say, I don't know what is. Thurl Ravenscroft with The Headless Horseman, a cover of the Bing Crosby original from the Disney movie of The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. I believe Mr. Ravenscroft's version ended up in another Disney production a little further down the line, but that recording was from 1965. You know him, of course, from You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, and the legendary voice of Tony the Tiger. My legendary voice is getting a little weak here, so I am going to move things along as we are running low on time. We'll be right back.
understand I'm a gentle, sensitive, loving man, and I've got no point I wish to make. I just wanna be your undertaker.
Little CD player strike today. In any case, we just heard from the Bevis Frond with Undertaker from New River Head, their album from 1990. The Bevis Frond will be playing tomorrow night at the Rockwell in Davis Square. Catch them while they're here from England. Before that, we heard from So-and-So with Strange Place from 2011's Sparrow with a Crumb. Oh, the strange places we took you today. So-and-so will be playing at PA's Lounge on Friday with Winged Claw, Owl Dreams, and Kaylee Fetterman. And we open the set with The Who with Cobwebs and Strange from a quick one, 1996 on the Geffen label. We will not be seeing The Who anywhere this week, but we will be seeing Alex with The Desperate Hours coming up in just a minute here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in to